Junior Achievement is celebrating its 90th anniversary this year. The nonprofit, which educates and inspires young people about workplace readiness and entrepreneurship, just released the findings of a new survey. It shows that 50% of teens would like to start their own business someday. Fostering financial literacy among young people and preparing them for the workplace has been the mission of Junior Achievement since it was founded in 1919.
We're the oldest business and economic education organization in the world. We're now serving 9.2 million young people around the globe in 123 different countries.
Junior Achievement Executive Vice President Jack Kosakowski says his group's programs make the connection between students and local volunteers.
It's typically a business person that will come in and share the very basic concepts of business with the young people. But unlike a lot of more traditional education where it's lecture, everything that we do is experiential. So we put young people into situations where they can actually be engaged in an activity. For example, starting their own mini student company and experience those same challenges that we as adults would have when we start a business.
Young entrepreneurs, he says, are interested in running a wide variety of businesses.
We have had young people that would start a lot of environmental-related companies. So we've had student companies that have gone into recycling companies. We had out of Norway a program where a student developed a new type of ski sock that had some special padding in it, was actually able to get a patent on that, has taken it to market and been very successful. I'm thinking of a student company in South Africa that developed a water-carrying device that they were able to take to market and be very successful with.
16-year-old Sylvia Chung was introduced to Junior Achievement last year when she joined a student company in Houston, Texas.
We had 33 company members. We're all from different schools, but we just meet on Saturdays from 4:30 to 6:30, and that's an after-school activity.
Through these weekly meetings, Chung says, she's learned a lot about the process of running a business, from planning and fundraising to marketing. Her company took part in Junior Achievement's annual conference held in Boston, Massachusetts last summer.
We were selling a variety of products. T-shirts. We also sold many air fresheners. We actually made them ourselves, but we bought the materials from local companies, and this year we're going to change our t-shirts and make the cotton recyclable cotton.
Higher Grounds Cafe in West Hills, California, started with 10 students and now has 50 members working together to sell fair trade, certified organic tea, coffee, and cocoa grown by farmers in Africa. High school senior Chelsea Cruz joined the company 2 years ago.
The business was inspired by the movie Black Gold, which was a documentary that premiered at the 2006 Sundance Film Festival. And it's about farmers in Ethiopia who are struggling to survive off of the poor prices they get for their coffee. And after watching that video, we decided to start a business to provide them with fair prices.
Last year, Higher Grounds Cafe was named Junior Achievement's Company of the Year. The success of the business, Cruz says, has taught her a valuable lesson in life.
I think personally that I learned the skill of really staying focused and staying with a project, because at the beginning, our business was not very popular. We weren't selling very much, but I learned to stick with it and to not give up. It's taught me to be dedicated, and if you want to be successful, that you have to put in a lot of time and effort. You really have to work at it.
It is hugely important, and it is never too early to start embedding that kind of mindset.
Bo Fishback is spokesperson for Kauffman Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to helping entrepreneurs. He encourages young people to join programs like Junior Achievement and says now is the best time to go into business.
America was really built on the backs of entrepreneurs who were able to see problems as opportunities and go and fix them. It creates societal change. It creates economic growth. It creates jobs. You know, as the world has become so interconnected, it's provided an opportunity for entrepreneurs who are out there, no matter where they are, to access any market that exists.
Junior Achievement's Jack Kosakowski agrees that world markets have become more accessible than ever. That's why, he says, young entrepreneurs have a unique opportunity to make a profit while making a difference in their local community and worldwide. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.